Okay, KC8YBF, KD8MMH, if you're, let me know if you're ready for the report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 148. 148, routine, Hotel X-Ray Golf, KD8MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, October 21st, 2024, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at Amateur Call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figure 9. Total time, figures 46 minutes, X-ray, and no more. How copy?
I copy the report, Mike. Thank you very much for doing that, and we'll see you on Thursday, KC8YBF.
Yep, thanks, Ron. We will see you on Thursday, and you want to go ahead and, if Bill's still around, if you two want to go ahead and talk Meshcastic, I'll let you two go for it. KD8MMH clear.
All right, Mike, thanks. KE8NKN, Bill, are you still there?
Good evening, Ron. This is KE8NKN. I've been doing a little research on the Meshcastic. Sounds kind of fun, something interesting to try and put together, and I see there's a number of different things out on Amazon. Wondered what you folks ended up doing, how the build went, what you'd recommend. I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, there's a lot of ways you can go with it. One of the simplest thing, as Mike says, is the Helltech V3 board. There are kits out on Amazon, about $25, that gets you the board, the antenna, a little small SMA antenna, and the SMA connecting cable that goes from a female SMA to the connector that goes on the board. You will need a case. You can, if you got somebody with a 3D printer, there are a variety of cases you can get to print off. If not, there's a variety of cases online that you can order. Since I didn't have my 3D printer at the time, I ordered a couple of cases, and I can suggest those to you. I've built another type of board. I've built an outside unit, which is basically my home station. It sits up about 16 feet. It's got a 6 dB antenna. It's in a plastic weatherproof box. It's powered by, it's a USB-powered, USB-C, so 5-volt power. And that's what I use for my home. I'm, 33. It connects by Bluetooth, so I can sit in my family room, connect with it, and as my home station there. That uses a different type of board. That's a Weisblock type of board. And then I have a different type of system that I use in the vehicle. It does not use any battery as such. It's designed for straight power. So it's a little higher powered unit that's called a Station G2, and I have that one came from England, and I have that in the vehicle with a little 6 dB gain, 900 megahertz antenna, plugs into USB port and, in the vehicle. So a variety of different things. It depends on how you want to go. The Helltechs are by far the simplest to make for a personal unit, and I know that Dave, KEAPCQ, has built one, or two, actually. So he's built a couple, so he's in Bay City to be able to do that. Let me break. If you've got pencil or pen and paper there, I will give you my email address. Send me your email address, and I can forward you the documentation that I've put together with the links for a variety of different Meshtastic stuff. Like I said, there's one guy that makes some very nice cases. They're about $20 for the cases, you're about $25 for the board, And then you're going to need a battery. The cases that he has will hold a 2,000 milliamp flat pack battery. Batteries have circuitry in them for overcharge, short circuit type things, so really can't go wrong on those. Plug it into USB, you charge it up, you hit a button, you turn it on, and you're on the air. So if you got a pen and paper, let me know.
I got a pen and paper, and I'm ready to take your email, and I will give you mine, too. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hope I'm not going over the top of you here. My email is W.C. Bayliss, and it's spelled B-A-Y-L-I-S at gmail.com.